Joining us to discuss the situation in Syria, but further, is author and historian Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley from our studios in Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Tarpley. Now, an unwilling opposition that sees regime change as its only objective. Whatever happened to SNC's promises for democracy?
Well, this is a group, the Syrian National Council, so-called, self-styled, of adventurers and international con artists, I guess we would say, who see their life as a never-ending succession of conferences in expensive hotels, and they're jetting around the world from Cairo to Istanbul to Paris to all of these different meetings. And naturally, they're carrying out their orders. The orders coming from NATO, from Hillary Clinton, from Haig, from Fabius, and the rest of them, are don't have a deal. NATO doesn't want a peaceful solution of the internal problems of Syria. They want the issue. They want the issue kept alive. They want continuing violence, continuing civil war, so that they can use it eventually, if the the conditions obtain, for an aggression, for a coalition of the willing, an armed attack, a no-fly zone, followed by regime change. So there's no surprise that the Syrian National Council carries out the orders of the people who are paying them. They're a group of foreign puppets who are dedicated to aggression. I would call special attention to the raving remarks by Hillary Clinton in the past week. We've heard her say Russia and China have to be made to pay a heavy price for their refusal to sanction aggression against Syria. But now, over the weekend, we have entered a realm of absolute delirium, where Hillary Clinton says time is running out for Syria to avoid, and I quote, a catastrophic assault which would threaten to destroy the Syrian state. Now, that is very clear language of threat of force, right? Force and the use of force are frowned on by the UN Charter, but here it is. And it's also coming from a nuclear state against the non-nuclear state. It makes everybody wonder, what is the purpose of the non-proliferation treaty if you can have nuclear states making these blood-curdling threats to non-nuclear states? But again, catastrophic assault. It sounds like we'll reduce you to total chaos, warlords, mini-states, micro-states, the collapse of civilization. That seems to be what Hillary Clinton is threatening.
Now, as you said, it does seem that the opposition does not have much of an incentive to put down its arms and talk of peace. But this is also a blatant disregard of Kofi Annan's six-point peace plan now, isn't it? Where does it leave Kofi Annan's six-point peace plan that was much touted?
Well, I don't want to spend too much time commiserating about the fate of Kofi Annan, because I think he was acting really in bad faith the entire time. This was never designed, even from his point of view, to bring about peace, but rather to create conditions where regime change could be engineered. It's just that the solid front of Russia and China in the Security Council has essentially blocked the path that he would have been happy to take, at least in my view. We should also, though, look, the danger here is July 2012 could turn into another July about 100 years ago, right? July 1914. We've just had over this weekend two competing naval exercises in the Mediterranean. One is the NATO Standing Maritime Group 2, I believe it is, coming from Istanbul and the Bosporus and the Dardanelles in Turkey. That's with three frigates, one Turkish, one German, one French. But at the same time, the Syrians have held their large-scale drills, both land and sea. And what they were drilling was the defense of Syria against an amphibious attack from the eastern Mediterranean. So there's a war scenario developing right there. We've also got the Turkish army remaining in a relatively high alert status all along the Syrian border. We have those rumors of Saudi special forces being allowed to traverse the territory of Jordan so that they would threaten Syria from the south. So we literally remain poised on the verge of a regional tragedy. I would also point to Putin's biennial meeting with the diplomatic corps in Moscow, where he tells the diplomats assembled in Moscow, you should be ready for any outcome, including the most unfavorable. That's not very rhetorical,
right,
but think about what
Dr.
the most
Tarpley, what does that imply? Because the SNC is calling for regime change. The West and its allies are already eyeing a Libya-style NATO bombardment of Syria, and the voice of the Syrians continues to go unheard.
Yes, that's of course true. It seems to be the scenario is likely the one that we've heard about over the last month or so. It is a coup d'etat assisted by electronic means. In other words, we have these continuing reports that Ben Rhodes in the Obama White House, in the National Security Council, has arranged at a certain point for the CIA and NATO to take over Nilesat, Arabsat, kick off the Syrian state television, Adunia television, other pro-Syrian television organs, and replace that with completely faked programming showing the flight of Assad out of the country, the entry of rebel death squad forces into the downtown squares of Damascus and Aleppo and Homs, attacks on the presidential palace and so forth, all faked at various sound stages, either in Saudi Arabia or in Qatar. So the methods that were used last year in Libya, the Operation Mermaid Dawn, could now be attempted, so that NATO could then argue there is an internal coup d'etat going on, and whatever NATO would do at that point, they would be invited in by a group claiming to be the government of Syria. It's a very dangerous game, though, because the response of Russia, China, and others is completely unpredictable. So this is essentially brinksmanship now. We're at the area of brinksmanship, at least in terms of a regional war.
All right, let's hope cooler heads prevail there as far as Syria goes. That was Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, author and historian there, joining us from studios in Washington. Dr. Tarpley, as always, we appreciate your comments here on Press TV.